However, it... Oh, do we just start recording? I'm sorry. Utah recently passed a law that it makes it basically illegal for women to have miscarriages. This is in order to prevent...
I thought it wasn't illegal. I thought it was just investigations.
It was a crime. It made it a
criminal investigation if somebody had it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could face up to several years in jail for a murder. Now, this can happen whether, you know, you beat yourself in order to have an abortion or hire someone else to beat you, which is why this law was created, because a woman hired a man for $150, which is way too cheap, I'd say, for killing a baby. But, well, it's not a baby yet. It's a fetus still. But she hired this man to beat her so that she would have an abortion. However... That's a choice, and it sounds like all parties were consenting if she paid him to do it. So I don't really think the law should interfere with that. However, I mean, I guess you could get child abuse or whatever, but then this law applies to people who are in abusive relationships, who have not gotten out of them. It applies to people that fell down some stairs, people that didn't wear a seatbelt, stuff like that. Anything that can cause miscarriage. All miscarriages are subject to criminal
investigation. It just seems like I could see the intent of saying, well, we'll investigate miscarriages and make sure it wasn't someone doing something completely reckless to both themselves and a fetus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because hopefully, I mean, even though these other people would be investigated, nothing would happen to them. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
But I think it's a waste of time because it's something like it doesn't make sense. How do you?
No, but it's the law still applies. Like you still have criminal charges even if you just fell down some stairs, because when women are pregnant, they should just stay in their beds.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is. You're not going to get anything not biased from Jezebel.
Who's Jezebel?
Jezebel is actually a character in the Bible who's pretty, she was a badass lady, but Jezebel.com is a website it's very feminist. I really like it, but it's, you know, it's going to be biased, whatever it says. And its announcement on it was not very clear.
Should we have investigations into miscarriages to see if an abusive relationship caused it and press charges against the man?
I mean, I think that that's fine, but I don't think that every miscarriage is a moment to think, oh, wait, is your husband beating you or your boyfriend?
That's always what I think.
Yeah, I know it is what you think, but it's not necessarily true.
I mean, every time some girl has a period, I get really suspicious. And worried.
That maybe her boyfriend is beating her vag?
Yeah.
Ina?
A vagina.
Vagina. But I think that this law is pretty much fucked up. Somebody said recently, that somebody important was talking about it, and they said something that I agree with. I forget what it was exactly. Could you bring up that Jezebel site again, actually? Because it was on that.
Okay.
Bring that up for me.
Who is the person?
I think it's at the bottom, near the bottom. Bring it. Can you bring it here so I can read it? No, these are just the comments. Whoops. Sorry. It says, Lynn Paltrow, executive director of National Advocates for Pregnant Women, says for all these years, the anti-choice movement, pro-life movement, has said we want to outlaw abortion, not put women in jail. But this law says is no, we really want to put women in jail, which obviously is biased, but I think I kind of agree with it because I'm biased. I'm a feminist. I'm a Christian.
I don't think anti-choice movement wants to put women in jail. I think, though, she can say that and say what you're doing is putting women in jail.
Yeah.
I think it's two very different things.
Yeah, no, it is, but I like it.
I mean, I think that's as ignorant as saying...
That's what the law says. That's not necessarily their intention with the law.
Yeah.
But they need to see that that's what the law is saying to people. That's the message that's coming across, and they need to think about that.
I think she probably should have worded that way, too, because now they're just going to get super defensive.
It's possible.
You're saying we want to arrest women? That's not what we want to do at all. And it isn't. They don't want to arrest women, but the law is doing that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's just miscarriage is such a
Touchy subject.
Touchy subject, yeah, because it can be really traumatic for a woman to go through that, or, you know, a father, or a family in general. Yeah. I know lots of women that have had miscarriages.
I mean, I've had 7.
That's...
one for each day of the week. Ha la 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 la, miscarriage. I dropped my baby down the stairs. I got a... it's like getting your tooth removed by the door being slammed. That's what I do. I shove a... I pierce the head of a fetus.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that
pull it out
is that if the woman that paid the person to make her have a miscarriage, would you consider that abortion? But just like a backstreet abortion?
I'd consider, yeah, that a backstreet abortion.
That's because when you induce a miscarriage, that's abortion.
Yeah.
So they really just don't like abortion. But then they're considering recklessness.
I mean, that's also not a healthy environment. I mean, like, just that, like, you might get in trouble for... If she got hurt by it, somebody might get in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just like if I tried to do surgery on you.
Right, but I mean...
backstreet medicine.
Well, this just... I feel like this proves that if women want abortions, they are going to get them in any way that's possible. And if it's not possible to get them legally,
like,
they'll
like
do
cocaine.
It dangerously.
It's like cocaine.
It really is.
Abortion is a drug, guys. I'm kidding.
No, abortion laws are like cocaine laws.
Abortion laws. It's war against abortion.
Laws. Let's... Jaws.
Okay. Well, that's what we have say about the Utah miscarriage bill, and I hope that was all enlightening. Cock Talk would like to say, though, that men should not beat their penises. I think every man who is erectile dysfunction or can't get women pregnant, somebody should investigate that.
It's true.
Because they might be...
it might be
their
fault.
Violently.
It could be.
And they should get arrested for all the lives they could have been making.
That's like 3 million to 300 million.
Dude.
Lots of spermies in there.
A lot of spermies. I mean, that's just... it's a little... guys, don't hit your penises.
And when you ejaculate into a woman, make sure that they get pregnant with all
make
of the
sure
sperm.
Make sure they get pregnant with all the sperm. I mean, thank you.
Yeah. Because otherwise, it's just abortion. It's miscarriage.
A lot of it. Jeez, poor little sperm.
I know, only one makes it.
Dude. But seriously, yeah, guys, if you can't get women pregnant, we're going to investigate to see if you're not self-mutilating your penis. Mm. I mean, because that would be very bad.
Or even just like eating meat, because eating meat can cause infertility.
Really?
Says PETA.
Says PETA. Oh, okay. Wow. My erection. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cock Talk.
My unfortunate erection.
Is that your
biography? No, that's a song from a Putnam County spelling bee. I've never seen it, but I know that's the name of a song. And my friend Anne changed the title to MUE so that her mom wouldn't know what the song was about.
Was she that worried?
I don't know. I mean, I think her mom probably knew. No, she didn't jack off.
Like, did she just masturbate to the song?
My unfortunate...
mom can't know. Oh, I love awkward male erections.
No, I don't really... maybe she was protecting it from...
oh, God. My clitoris is inflamed.
Her retarded brother.
Dude, her brother's retarded?
He's learning disabled. I wouldn't say... he's not retarded. Well, he's retarded in that he's kind of slow. Like, he's not with it.
I'm not with it, guys. I don't think I'm with this. I don't know.
I'm so hungry.
Why are you so hungry?
Because I didn't eat dinner.
Yeah, you did. We had...
I had a cookie.
We had beans.
That was lunch.
Oh.
Sorry.
Shannon, if people are listening and want to bring Shannon food, do so.
I would make out with you.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, your voice does sound really sexy, guys, doesn't it? Or girls, or...
I swing both ways.
She is a swing set. She's the swing set of sex. A love hammock.
Or a yo-yo.
Ah, no. What?
Yo-yos can swing.
I mean, yeah.
Pendulum.
But it seems like a step backward from love hammock.
Have you ever tried having sex in a hammock? I think we tried that once, actually.
No, we didn't.
At your house?
No, we did not.
There was a dog out there with us, Amigo.
We didn't try to have sex.
We didn't try to have sex, no. But we did kiss, and it was awkward because the hammock is very swingy. And there was a dog there, so.
I don't remember any of this.
You don't? It was a really nice night. We snuggled on the hammock for a little while.
Did we?
It was real cute.
This is getting too cute for Cock Dog.
Too cute for Cock. That should be my name.
Children are cheering.
Wait, how come we... Oh, I gotta wear headphones. Ladies and gentlemen, these headphones are painted. These ones.
Those headphones. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cock Talk on the Yurt, and I hope you've been enjoying listening to it so far. In a few minutes, I'm going to play another song. But right now, we're gonna. What should we do?
I don't think that these are these headphones doing something? Yeah, they are.
Hello, this is John Bruner, Programming Director for Yurt Radio, encouraging you to get involved. If you have news or information about the arts, a community event, or anything of interest to our listeners, please let us know. Just email radiosubmissions@hampshire.edu.
Crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Kind of woman, I give you my all. Kind of woman, nothing more. Little drops of rain of the pain, tears and blood lost in the days gone by. My love is strong, here there is no wrong. Together we shall go until we die. Oh, my mind, inspiration's what you are to me. Inspiration, look, see. Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be done. For you to me, I'm the only one. The sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, Welcome back to the Yurt. This is Maxime Simonet, and you are listening to Cock Talk.
Yurt Radio for Hampshire College and beyond.
All righty. Are you guys happy to be here? Oh.
They didn't sound that enthusiastic.
Are you guys happy to be here?
It's more like it.
All righty, that's what I like to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Cock Talk. Shannon, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You're just doing okay?
Yep.
Just doing okay. Ladies and gentlemen, life is a wonderful, strange place. And the next thing I'd like to talk about tonight here on Cock Talk is... What's the next thing I want to talk about, Shannon?
I don't know.
Was somebody knocking at the door? Yo, I don't even know. Let's talk about digital right management. Shannon, I don't know if you've heard of a lot of new games that are being released recently for the computer that are being, in order to either save your game or even access the content at all, you have to be online so they can continually make sure that this program is sending them the information that you purchased it.
Hmm.
Blah, blah, blah.
That sucks.
Yeah, what do you think about that? I mean, what they're doing is to make sure that people aren't pirating the game, you know?
Yeah.
But pirates are still getting around and actually pirating so it doesn't make those calls home, like they call it. And
is that what Little Snitch is?
Little Snitch, for instance, does that. But people go into the program and take out those options.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, companies are trying to, like, I think it's smart for them to restrict that in one way. Like, they've got downloadable content that you kind of have to be registered. You have to register your software for,
mm-hmm.
which means you kind of have to legally get it. And, I mean, you can still pirate the downloadable content, but it's kind of an incentive that you'll get a little more if you didn't pirate it.
Yeah.
Easily. But, I mean, you could still end up getting the things. But the thing is, people are now, with their legal games, going through the cracks that pirates are making in order to play them without having to go online.
Wait, what? Say that again?
People are cracking their legally bought games because they don't want to be forced to go online
all
the time.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I think that no matter what you do, people are always going to hack.
It's like abortions? Like the miscarriages?
Yeah, kind of. And cocaine laws. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like the only people they're making it harder for are the people that legally buy the games.
Yeah.
They're not making it harder for the crackers or the hackers. Working 9 to 5, chilling at Hewlett Packard.
Hmm.
It's all about the Pentiums. Yeah, Weird Al Yankovic. Right. But I mean, at the same time, I get where the company's coming from because somebody has to make the game.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody is intelligent enough to crack and to pirate.
That's true. But I mean, but it's like, I don't know. One of the games that's doing this is Assassin's Creed 2 and Splinter Cell Conviction require constant connection to Ubisoft servers.
Hmm.
And a few other games are going to be releasing.
Well, it also sucks if you're playing in a place that doesn't have internet connection, like Saudi Arabia.
An interesting quote on the internet from a comment was, I'm glad Ubisoft supports the Pirate Bay. More DRM, digital rights management or whatever, means more pirated copies.
That's true.
It's been proven. And it's true. And it's unfortunate. One of the companies that's gone against this, however, is Steam. The people who do, well, not they're not called Steam. What are they called? The people who do the Orange Box and Half-Life and all that. They've been saying that, that they've realized that a lot of people are just going to pirate their game anyway, and if they should just make they told other companies just to make better games if they're worried about not making money with their games.
How would that make them make money?
Making better games?
Yeah.
Well, they're saying people who legitimately like the games will buy them.
That's true. And stupid people will also buy games like me. Because
mm-hmm.
I bought The Sims. And then it got fucked up because I didn't have the code, even though I had legally bought the game.
And so we had to crack.
We had to crack
our legal copy of The Sims because we could not find the CD key.
Which
and we
is
didn't
want to
pay $10 for a new one.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. When that happens.
And I mean, we're suffering a little bit. We can't update it. We can't really, as far as we know, use the expansion packs.
Which I'm okay with, but it's a punishment for those who legally buy the game.
And just made like a little mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little sucky. It's a little sucky. It
definitely is.
Well, the next thing I want to talk about is something, I mean, I think people have heard about this.
Oh, yes.
I feel like, I don't know, Cock Talk should have a little talk about this. I'm going to play you guys a little video.
This is our friend Hunter Scott McNair.
No, it's not.
Sorry.
I just wanted to say that it really irritates me that South Park would say that red-haired people don't have souls, okay? Because we do. We do have souls, all right? And lately I've been being called a ginger, a fat ginger, by everybody at school. And it really hurts my feelings. I like it doesn't, but it does really bad. Gingers have souls! I go to church. I'm a Christian. You don't know me. You're not God. You're not God. You don't know who has a soul and who doesn't. All right? I'm a Christian.
Alrighty, that was on YouTube. That is the Angry Ginger Kid, a new, very popular video. The guy's name on YouTube or something is Melonhead with a one, and he's basically complaining.
That's not his name.
That's not even his name?
What's his account? No, his real name is like Copperhead or something. Copperhead. It was Copper something. That's just a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the title of the real Ginger Kid's video is...
Copper Cab, you mean?
Yeah, the title of his real video is Gingers Do Have Souls.
And basically he's complaining that apparently South Park has made it so a lot of people joke because of the ginger episode.
That states that gingers don't have souls, that it's a disease called gingivitis.
Yes.
Which may or may not be true.
No, it is not true. Show's being funny.
Gingivitis is gum disease.
Yeah. But he's really just complaining that people are making fun of him because of this, and he's going so far that people are now making fun of him for complaining.
Which is reasonable.
Because, I mean, it's silly. He looks like an idiot. I hope he's being funny.
I don't think
he is.
I hope
he's being silly. More on that after this. A little clip from South Park.
Pluto is also the furthest planet from the sun.
This is the scene
though scientists believe more planets may lie beyond it.
This is when Cartman does a presentation in class on gingers not having souls. About to see him walk
up. Token, thank you. Okay, kids, it looks like we only have time for one more speech today, so let's have Eric.
Thank you, Mrs. Garrison. My speech is entitled Ginger Kids, Children with Red Hair, Light Skin, and Freckles. We've all seen them on the playground, at the store, walking on the streets. They creep us out and make us feel sick to our stomachs. I'm talking, of course, about ginger kids. Oh, sick! Gross! Ginger kids are born with a disease which causes very light skin, red hair, and freckles. Ah, nasty! Yuck! This disease is called gingivitis, and it occurs because ginger kids have no souls.
Alrighty, and that is the basic gist of it. Cartman says in the episode that gingers have no souls, and as the episode goes on, his friends decide to pull a prank on him because he seems to be such a racist douche. I mean, it's funny to make those, especially against ginger kids, because they're not really targeted. It was funny to just start randomly targeting
until
ginger
now.
Kids. Yeah, of course. And so the joke was, hey, we're targeting ginger kids, Cartman's being an asshole, and then they make him a ginger by basically painting his skin and dyeing his hair early in the episode. And what happens is the joke that he then becomes a violent ginger activist,
mm-hmm.
fighting against the oppression of the oppression of gingers. And I mean, it's kind of...
It's a heartwarming tale,
It's
really.
Not a heartwarming tale. It's just kind of making fun of racism and anti-racism all at once. Mm. By saying both are just extreme. It has extreme versions of both.
Mm-hmm.
Just a pride on both spectrums, how it's entirely relative. Cartman is not, it's not that he actually sees something wrong with gingers, it's just who he is, no matter who he is. It's just his kind of person. Mm. Wherever he is, he
takes an extreme stance.
He's an extremist in
Except
pride.
Except about whales.
about whales. He wants to save the whales.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he doesn't give a shit about the
remember
whales.
He sang a song about it in that one episode? With the Japanese whalers, with the whale show. It was a confusing episode. I didn't really get it.
But, I mean, the question is the ginger kid, angry ginger kid, is he legitimate? I mean, can he legitimately complain about kids making fun of him because of South Park? I mean, because honestly, yes, it came from South Park. And I've got friends who, I mean, we've called them ginger kids. I mean, a lot of my friends who are redheads, they've kind of gotten over it.
I'd say that they're daywalkers, actually.
Most of the people I know are daywalkers.
Yeah, I mean, they're not very
Hunter's not a ginger?
I mean,
Hunter used to be way paler.
Oh, well.
When he was younger, he was creepy and pale looking.
Oh, poor guy. But no, I mean, I guess he's a ginger, but he does go out in the sun.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, like, but gingers do go out in the sun.
No, but they can't. What's that?
Something's ringing.
Huh?
Excuse me, I'm going to put on music. Something's happening right now. We'll get back to the conversation in just a little bit.
September and the leaves are dying, but I'm still alive. I'm feeling optimistic, but I don't know why. Everything has come to nothing. Is that a surprise? Looking back in hindsight, it's easy to be wise. Don't give up your day job, just be content with your love. Empty your head of those big ideas. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Welcome back. I'm sorry about that, guys. There's something just started randomly beeping, and so I had to investigate it, and then it stopped beeping. It's very suspicious.
Huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What? It's so freaking different! Tell me!
I'm sorry. It was just that it was beeping a lot. It was just beeping a lot, man. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Shannon, did you hear any of that?
No.
Like, I turned it on. He was like, what? And I was like, I don't know. Just beeping. And he's like, what? tell me. And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, what is so freaking different? And I said, it was beeping a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I mean, honestly, yes, South Park did trigger people making fun of gingers, but I mean, like, in lightheartedness. And I know a lot of redhead people
just because they know it's stupid. Because
it's silly. That's the joke. It's stupid. What's up with this kid taking it so seriously?
I think he's just, well, he still has braces, so I'd say he's somewhere in the teenage years. Only on his lower teeth, I believe. which means he probably has an underbite or crooked teeth. So I'm just saying that he probably is just a very angry teenager. Maybe his father doesn't hug him enough. It's possible, he's not getting good grades. Maybe he has ADHD.
Maybe he's not getting kisses.
Maybe he's not getting kisses or pussy.
Maybe nobody likes him.
I don't think many people do because he is a ginger. See, that's the only thing, because people are just going to make fun of him and just anything he says, he's acting so poor guy.
So is this analogous to people getting offended at other things in the media at all? Can we say this applies to...
I'd say so, but I mean, the difference is that gingers have not historically been oppressed.
I don't know. Have you heard of the Great Ginger Genocide?
Let me just Google that for you. The Great Ginger Genocide. Ginger Genocide, Urban Dictionary. A crime that will be committed in late 2000, early 2010 to exterminate all ginger bitches and their children. Can't wait. Those ginger bitches will go down in the ginger genocide. Hell yeah, fuck gingers. Damn homewreckers.
Because they wreck home.
They do. But that hasn't happened yet, apparently, because it's still going to happen.
Is it?
Yeah, but I don't know. There's a lot of definitions for ginger.
Yeah, what's one of the definitions for ginger?
Not ginger, but ginger something. What's a ginger goth? A giner who is a goth. This is a result of the many satanic rituals. As a reward for their loyalty, the devil has changed their hair to ginger. Ginger goth is mainly used as a creative insult for ginger people who happen to be goths. Hey, that prick pulled a hairy on me. What a ginger goth. What's a hairy?
I have no idea. Maybe you should look it up on dictionary.
On
Urban Dictionary.
On dictionary. Oh, it's 10 years at Urban Dictionary. Let's celebrate.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here at Cock Talk, we're celebrating the 10 years of Urban Dictionary by reading you definitions about gingers. Ginger-haired people are not queers or mutants. They're normal people. They have souls and lives. They are as interesting as anyone else. Some gingers are minger. Some are fit.
What is minger?
Some blondes are mingers. Some are fit. Some brunettes are fit. Some are mingers. Get over it.
It's true. I found out the definition of a hairy is a sex move invented by my ex-roommate Harry. This is when you wake a girl up just in time for her to be awake when you come either on her face or on her chest. Dude, that bitch had it coming, so I pulled a hairy on her this morning. That's kind of mean.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, but it's funny.
Yeah. Wouldn't be funny if it happened to me.
It wouldn't.
No.
I mean, it's funny in concept. That's the thing. Offensive things don't actually happen. You don't actually come on someone's back and have a laugh. I mean, the people who actually punch each other for laughs, that's not funny. Because, I mean, you're right there. Like, when people we know punch me and it's funny, I don't think it's funny. When you make jokes about punching people, it's funny. It's true. Different when you actually go physical on someone. I mean, making jokes about Supermaning hoes is hilarious. But I mean, who the fuck would actually come on someone's back and hit a towel to them? That's just not funny.
Or Cleveland steamers, which is a Cleveland steamer is far more specific than the listings I have seen here. Sexual act by nature, fetish, the Cleveland steamer is when one person craps on another person's chest and, very important, then sits down and rocks back and forth like a steamroller.
Interesting. I'm going to play another song for you guys real fast. And this is a favorite one. This is celebrating that tonight at 12:30 a.m. on Adult Swim. I think everyone should tune in for the Tim and Eric Season 5. That's right. Tim and Eric, a very good show.
Tim and Eric, awesome show.
It's an awesome show.
They did a great job.
And here at Cock Talk, we are huge fans. At least I am. And here's a song from their show. I was thinking, I don't know if I represent Andy. I don't know if, how into it he is. But here's a song.
Dude, fuck Andy. Just kidding.
Are you ready, kids? Do 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 do. Now slap your hands. Now spread those wings. Do 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 do. Feather your bangs. Shake your buns. That's nice. Now think about that. What's your dad like? I want to meet that dad. Slap your face. Slap your friend. Get sexy, kids. Do-do-do-do. Stinks in here. Smells like meat. Rotten meat. Kids, why would you bring that rotten meat in here of all places? Kids, you stupid motherfuckers. What the hell's wrong with you, kids?
All righty, and that is Do 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 Do, a song that was featured on Tim and Eric's awesome show. Great job. It's an example of the kind of strange things you can see on the show, and I recommend everyone tune in to hear it, see it, watch it. I really don't have much to talk about today. I did not plan. I did not make jokes.
I'm asking a stranger on the internet if they have anything they want to say to the world. They're not responding.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is our new segment on Cock Talk.
Disconnect.
Our new segment on Cock Talk is Omegle chatting. We're going to start a chat right here, and I'm going to be relaying you the information, and Shannon's going to be reading the person I'm talking to.
Oh, so it's my idea now, you're taking over it.
Yes, but you've got to come here and read lines.
Oh, they said that they're a porn host. Really? What kind of porn? I said, hi, I'm a radio host. Do you have anything to say to the world? They said, I'm a porn host. Really? What kind of porn? I said.
I'm speaking to somebody. I said, hi, you are the internet radio. You are it. And they said, OMG, did I win a new car? And I said, no. What would you like to say to the world? Well, hell, they say. I'd like to see what they have to say. This is live, I added, and hopefully a stranger on Omegle will get back to me. If people don't know what Omegle is or Omegle, Omegle.com is a website where you anonymously chat with random strangers on the internet, and it's the epitome of what the internet is. And
no, that's chat roulette, because you can get much more porn on chat roulette.
That's right.
But I'm afraid of chat roulette.
I am too. I'm really nervous in going to chat roulette. But Omegle, a lot of people are going to ask you, just say random shit and try and mess with you to be funny, because they're like you, trying to be ridiculous and make fun of people. However, there's a lot of people who are going to start asking you your asshole, which is your age, sex, location. And they're going to want to get pics of tits, pics of dicks. They're going to ask you if you want to see them wanking in a gif. The stranger tells me to say that you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hid.
Hmm. Then they disconnected.
You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. But that light can't hold a candle.
Here, read this. Read this conversation with me, Max.
Alrighty.
All right, I'll be the radio host. Okay. Hi, I'm a radio host. Do you have anything to say to the world?
I'm a porn host.
Really? What kind of porn?
Gay. Gay pride.
So you are for gay marriage?
Deaf.
Why?
Because love is love.
No, love is pain.
And she disconnected.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, the internet is a wonderful place.
Mm-hmm.
Say something for everyone to hear. Omegle is on Cock Talk. I bet this is really interesting for everyone. I'm going to put some background music to just make this.
Oh, they disconnected.
Oh. No, this person's not going to say anything. I'm telling them to come on. Background music is playing. Say something interesting. They keep saying no.
Dude, stubborn ass bitch.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Recently, I was on Omegle, and this woman was, well, girl was looking for an internet star, and I pretended to be said internet star, and then I tried to make her show me my tits, and then I found out she was 13.
Show me her tits?
Make me show her tits. Show me her tits, yeah. So this stranger says, I love Abigail Smith and Joe Mauer.
Ah.
Love like sexy love.
Let's start asking people if they're to die tomorrow, what would they do today?
Hmm.
I'm going to see a stranger enters. This is going to be an in-depth look into the human condition.
Ah, boring.
Ah, porn? They gave you porn?
No, I said, boring. It has a disconnect really thing now. Like, you hit disconnect, and then it's like, do you really want to disconnect?
Omegle, guys, this is fun. This is premium radio content. I hope you enjoy.
Sorry.
Forever in the background.
Maybe this is boring.
Somebody said ASL on Shannon's. She responded, American Sign Language.
And then they said no. Age, sex, location. What do I say?
I don't know. Say that you're female, 20.
Female.
We're going to try and have cyber sex on the internet, ladies and gentlemen.
This is going to be exciting. I'm going to try and get with this man. Woman. Maybe it's a woman. Maybe it's not going to work.
I don't know. Maybe she's just bi. Lesbian.
Yeah. Oops.
Stranger
says, male 21 USA. Want a bang?
Say yes.
Hell yes.
What? Yeah, we're going to keep going with this. So if anybody's got an idea on how to trick this person who we're cybering with, please call us at 413-559-6766. Dial in.
They said, wow, you must be sexy.
Say,
I am, baby.
I am, baby. Tell her you got size C tits that are really jiggly.
I got 34 C tits.
Somebody's told me that if they were to die tomorrow, what they'd do today is save the world somehow and tell a girl they love her. That's it, bro.
That's cute.
That was a very nice person.
The person said to me, nice. I said, are you sexy? He said, yes.
How so?
How so?
This is what we're going to ask him.
Describe. They are typing. Big dick because I'm black.
Ah, so we got a man online, ladies and gentlemen, who's got a big dick because he's black. Ask him to talk about his cock. This is an old cock talk tradition.
Okay.
Guests.
Tell me about your
about
cock.
Cock.
I definitely like.
We definitely like his cock.
So
don't
you
we,
like?
Ladies and gentlemen.
He said, I definitely like.
I want
I'm always wondering if people that I'm like pretending to cyber with are just pretending to cyber with me. Yeah.
I mean, they started it. Would you start a joke with someone? Oh,
I
they
mean,
say ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
Talk about your cock, stranger. Talk about your cock.
I said, tell me about your cock.
Well, that's a little gay.
Want to see instead?
Yeah, let's get a picture.
No,
ladies and gentlemen,
I'm blind.
No. Say that we do want to see it, and we're going to tell everyone the link. And you can all go to this to see this man's cock as we broadcast it on the internet.
I feel like this is an invasion of privacy.
This is not an invasion of privacy. This person has gone to Omegle. He can accept the consequences. Hey, hey, Lola. Hey, yay.
Hey,
how do you guys like this?
Hey, Lola.
Fuck yeah.
Hey,
is he
going to
send
in.
Us a link of his wanking?
I don't know. Do you have pics? K, yes, and some condoms.
Okay, let's bang. I want to see your dick. Tell him I want to see your dick. I want to see this man's dick. Ladies and gentlemen, on Cock Doc, don't we want to see his dick?
Yeah!
Alrighty.
Oh,
we're
sorry.
Be
Make it cheer.
You want it to cheer? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, do we want to see some dick? Some cock. This man on the internet is telling us that he wants to show us his cock. He's asking us how horny. How horny are we, internet? How horny are we? Are we going to tell them we're very horny, right? Your pussy is dripping wet, right?
He said that he can come over. Why does he spell cuz like that? UHS.
I don't think you can actually come over.
I know.
But, I mean, if you can, we'd like to see this man's penis.
Please?
I'm hoping he's not messing with it. This is the best thing that could ever happen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, okay, please.
Calm down.
Okay.
He's asking for my location. This is getting a little creepy.
Say you're in Massachusetts.
Nah, can I say I'm in New Hampshire?
Okay, so you're in New Hampshire. But, because, I mean, what if he's in New Hampshire?
Well, then I'm going to say, well, my parents are home. Or my boyfriend's over.
But tell him you're horny and just...
Oh, he said, damn it. California.
Shit. Oh. Our lucky man is in California. Mm. Yeah. Well, we're going to be back in a few seconds. We're going to play a song, and we'll tell you how this conversation plays out. And we'll act it out for you, and we'll keep going.
Broadcasting 24/7 from the bucolic campus of Hampshire College in the beautiful rolling hills of Amherst, Massachusetts. This is YURT.
Oral chat sex? Lol, no. Wait, no. What?
No.
How do you feel that oral?
Dude, I love... Tell him you love having a deep cock in your mouth, right? A cock deep in your throat. Tell him that, and you love to have your clit bit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is breaking so many boundaries.
Isn't it a song right now?
No, there's going to be a song in a little bit.
There is?
I'm not playing a song
I love having my clit nibbled.
Bit. He says yum. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, a song,
great.
And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry for all that silence, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
Hope you didn't
back.
Tune out, because we got something great for you.
We've been talking to this guy, and he was talking about how he wanted to come in our mouths, and you wanted to fuck us deep in the wet pussy. And we ended up getting to a point where we managed to suggest, like, he said, oh, I wish you were here so you could suck me. And we said, me too. I wish you could suck me too. And he's like, oh, I want to. And then we said, yeah. He said, are you fingering? And I said, my asshole, and stroking my dick. And he says, huh? Question mark? And we say, I have a pussy and a cock. I hope that's okay. Sure, he says.
Sure.
Sure, he says. Wow, what would you do? What would you do to me? Oh, this is hilarious. This guy is desperate. I bet he's like 15 and white. Yeah, but he's not black.
Yeah, because
21.
He didn't know how. What guy doesn't know how big their dick is?
I mean, I could guess like 6 inches that this guy's dick is.
How do you feel? Wow. Ooh.
This guy seems to like dick
really
girls.
Nice.
Speaking of which.
He said, how do you feel about me sucking your cock while fingering your pussy?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is candid shit online right now. This is.
Moan.
Cock talk. This is cock talk. This is cock talk. Wow. Dude, this guy is what?
I don't know. I did not expect that.
Wow.
I expected it to be more like, log off. Ah, he told me to scream.
Fuck me hard, say.
Fuck me hard.
Say.
Say.
Ladies and gentlemen, we break new ground.
Student run radio for you.
Coming at yeah.
Coming at yeah. Are you really coming?
Coming, baby? Are you really
Are we
going
to have somebody come with us on the air? This hasn't been done since Howard Stern.
Really?
Yeah, Howard Stern had somebody to come. According to his movie, a woman was riding the bass woofer, and she wanted him to just go and vibrate her till she came.
That's so strange.
He says he's really coming.
Yes.
Are you really,
really
wet? Yeah.
I'm so wet.
And hard.
And hard.
Oh, so much pre-cum. Juice. Oh, fuck.
There is actually a lady who can, like, think herself to orgasm, kind of.
Oh, wow.
It's in the book Bonk by Mary Roach. Fucking hard. He said, playing with your ass.
He's playing with our ass. Ladies and gentlemen, he is playing with our ass.
I like that, baby.
Alrighty, now say, by the way, you're being broadcast on an internet radio station. Do you have anything to say to your listeners?
Oh, he's typing. I'm going to wait for him to scream for me.
Ah!
I am screaming, baby. Ah, stop typing, person.
No, just do it. Let's just do that.
By the way, this conversation is being broadcast on an...
Internet
radio.
Stream, on an internet stream. Anything to tell the audience?
Anything you want to say to
your listeners?
Audience? Of course I am, baby.
They're really glad that you came on the air. Say that.
He said, hey, people.
He says, hey, people.
We bangin'.
They're really glad that you came on the air.
Yes, we are, I said. We are banging.
Yes, we are banging. This man is being surprisingly nice.
I know, like, seriously, how...
You've just found out he's being broadcast on Cock Talk and that he's claimed to have orgasmed while on this text-based conversation with us and still wants to fuck us, even though we have both genitalia, and...
and he's like apparently being aired live, and...
This guy...
Nothing can deter him. He said, how about toys in your pussy? Like rubber duckies?
Yeah.
Should I say that?
Say like rubber duckies? Tell him you prefer Transformers because they're rigid and make me bleed. Ladies and gentlemen, Cock Talk has gone almost too far for me.
Why?
After this, I think we'll just read through it.
Okay, so that they can get the full...
Full effect.
Experience.
I'll just play another song for you guys. Hope you are having a great
time. What about
time.
Handcuffs? He's like, seriously...
We'll be right back.
So we've just decided to get...
Yes, we did it. We finally got him to disconnect. Just in time. All right, let's go from the beginning, my friends.
Let's go from the beginning.
All right, should I be... Did I pull something out? No? I guess I'll be myself, and Max will play the stranger. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's gather around this. Omegle, ladies and gentlemen, omegle.com.
Stay tuned for more news, music, arts, and information here on Hampshire College's own Yurt Radio.
Those kinds of things. All right, so you're now chatting with a random stranger. Say hi.
ASL.
American Sign Language.
No. Age, sex, location.
Female, 20, USA.
Male, 21, USA. Want a bang?
Hell yes. Wink.
Wow, you must be sexy.
I am, baby. I got 34C tits.
Nice.
Are you sexy?
Yes.
How so? Describe.
Big dick, because I'm black. Smiley face.
Ooh, smiley face.
You like?
Tell me about your cock. I definitely like.
Ha 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 ha. Want to see instead?
You never sent me... Oh, yes. Do you have pics?
Okay. Yes. And some condoms.
Mmm. Good. I want to see your dick.
Haha. You horny right now? Because I can come over.
My pussy is dripping. How could you come over?
Location plus.
What if we don't live near each other? I'm in New Hampshire.
Damn it, California.
Aw.
Want to have chat sex?
Definitely. Smile.
How about oral?
Oral chat sex?
Lol. No. How do you feel about oral?
I love having a cock deep in my throat.
Yum.
And I love having my clit bit.
How about if I suck your tits?
That would be nice. My nipples are really sensitive. Are you jacking off right now?
I'll be careful.
I love thinking about guys jacking off.
Haha, yes I am.
A big cock in their hand. Nice. Ah, makes me so wet.
You'd love to suck it, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, so much. I'd take it deep in my throat. How long is it?
I have no idea. Haha, I just know it's big.
Ha ha ha.
Smiley face.
Well, okay. Is it bigger than 4 inches?
Lick it like a lollipop? Yes.
Oh, I would love to. Okay, I like them thick, too. Is yours thick?
Rather thick.
Ah, it would fill me up good, wouldn't it? Mmm, I want it so bad.
You do?
Yes.
You want it in you?
Yes. Deep inside me.
Pounding you?
Mmm, hard.
Suck it. Feel it. Wet yet?
God, I'm so wet. Dripping.
Overflowing? Smiley face?
Mm-hmm.
Come in your mouth?
But I want it in my ass first. Is that okay?
Yes.
I love having cum in my mouth, baby.
After I lick your pussy.
Oh, good man. Lots of guys... Sorry, I read that wrong. Ooh, good man. Lots of guys don't lick pussy.
Really? I do. I suck it.
My ex-boyfriend never did. that's the way I like it.
Aha, you love it.
Oh, yes.
Want me and you right now?
Yes, please.
I'd love to hear a moan.
I am a moaner.
Man, I wish you were here so you could suck my dick, smiley face.
Me too. God, I want to so bad.
Oh, how bad?
And you could suck mine, too. Real bad.
Love to. I want you.
I'm so hard. I want you, too.
Fingering?
My asshole. And stroking my dick.
Your clit?
Get me off, baby. I got one of those, too.
Question mark?
A dick. I have a pussy and a cock. Hope that's okay.
Sure.
Awkward face. Wow.
I guess.
What would you do to me?
How do you feel about having me suck your cock while fingering your pussy?
Ooh, that sounds really nice.
Moan. Smiley face.
Yeah.
Scream, smiley face.
Ah, fuck me hard.
Coming at, yeah, smiley face.
Are you really coming, baby?
Yes. Are you really wet?
I'm so wet and hard. So much pre-cum and pussy juice. Oh, fuck.
Fucking hard, smiley face.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Playing with your ass?
I like that. Baby.
Scream for me.
Ah! I am screaming, baby.
Ooh, like that. You sucking my dick yet?
By the way, this conversation is being broadcast on an internet stream. Anything you want to say to your audience? Of course I am, baby.
Hey, people. We banging. Smiley face.
They're really glad you came on the air. Yes, we are.
How about toys in your pussy? Got a vibrator?
Like rubber duckies? I prefer Transformers because they are rigid and make me bleed. Smiley face.
What about handcuffs to the bed?
I like that idea. I want to be handcuffed.
Fingering.
And I want you to punch me with a vibe up my ass. Ah, yeah. Fuck. I'm so fucking horny. I love it that people are listening. I love being humiliated.
Love hornies.
Yeah.
Coming.
Again? You're coming again? I just came again.
You still wet?
Oh, fuck yeah. I just squirted on my cock. I'm wet all over down there. My pubes are so sticky and covered in cum. Fuck, you're so good. I have kind of a weird question.
I'm out. Yes?
Could you pee on me?
Your
conversational partner has disconnected.
That was beautiful.
It's poetry right there.
Yeah.
That was great. I wonder how you can save the log.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
That was Cock Talk for tonight. I hope you all enjoyed that. That was a first for the radio on Hampshire campus, I think.
It's 11:11. Make a wish.
And Cock Talk is going to be heading out, and I encourage you guys all to enjoy your evening, and I hope you had a wonderful time.
Go on Omegle. Have some sex.
This is Maxime C1A.
And Shannon Stockwell.
And this has been Cock Talk. Thank you so much for listening.
My computer, I was very confused. In case you are listening, the one or two listeners we have, I was yelling in the microphone, call in.
Yep.
All right. So I'll tell you what we just heard. I can go now.